Fifth parak of Shavuos, fifth Mishnah. We continue the halachas of Shavuos HaPikadon, a Shavuos which is made in respect to a monetary claim against the person. Gunavti shoy v'yomaloi gunavti. The defendant says was accused of stealing an ox, and he said he didn't. Vashbiach ani, the one who's making the claim says, I want you to swear. V'omer amen. The defendant said amen. If he says amen to the statement that I want you to swear, that's equivalent to making a swear. Then he's chayiv. You'll have to bring the korban. Because he swore, if it was found out to be a ganav, because he swore falsely to save himself money. Gunavta, he admits that he stole. Avalo tevach lo mecharti. He says, I didn't do the tvicha mechir, mashbich ani v'amomim potter. Why? And it makes a shvua on the fact that he did not shecht it or sell it, and he swore falsely, he's potter. Why? Because the chiv is only when he was. He was chayv money, and he parted himself from money. The denying of money means the denying of the loss of the other person, which is the principle. But paying the double or four or five times that extra amount is just a knas. And since he was not denying taking away the principle from the other party, that is not does not he doesn't bring a korban shavuos hapikadon for such a thing. The claim was that your ox killed my eved, and the defendant denied it. The defendant said amen to the shvua. It's also potter, even though it's considered making a shvua, and gets punished for making a shvua sheker. But the ma'aseh doesn't bring the korban because once again he did not deny money. Why isn't it? It's not monetary, because then eved is gored by someone's ox. The payment is also knas shloshim shkolim. He has to pay 30 shkolim. No matter how much or how little the eved was worth. He said that you were chayvel with me, you wounded me, or you made a some type of wound, and he said, I didn't wound you. Amen. He said, swear to the fact that you didn't make me a wound, and he said, amen. Then he is chayv, because paying for a wound is considered a monetary payment. It's a little chiddush, because he didn't really take away money from him, but the fact that he did cause him physical damage is considered a payment for loss. Even though the amount the Chazal said is not exactly the amount he lost, but that's the way the Torah said you have to pay back the loss for physical damage. Amalai Avdai Hipalte Shinei Visimisa Zainai. As ever told him, you knocked at my tooth and you blinded my eye. Vu'amalai Palte Visimisi. He says, no, I did not knock out your tooth or blind you. So basically the claim is, should he go free or not? It's also part of the, because this is also knas for one blinding or knocking out the tooth of his eved knani, the eved knani goes free. But since he's only denying a knas and not monetary loss, there is no korban. Anybody who pays by his own admission, then he makes a shvua to deny and he has to bring a korban. Like I said before, the korban is for anything that's a monetary loss. V'shein v'shal piyatzma potter. But all the knosses, the halacha is moed of knosses potter. Knosses are fine by bezin. If you admit to it, you don't pay it. So, therefore, since it's a type of thing that if you admit it, you don't pay it, then, and it's not a monetary loss, therefore, since I admit it, I wouldn't pay it. The fact that I deny it and make a shvua is not something that is mechayiv me to bring a korban.